everyone. We hope that you all had a lovely long weekend and enjoyed some time with your family in whatever form that may be. We are happy to be back here on CIDI to provide you with your daily news. So thank you all for tuning in to our new show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Today I chat with Marie and Angela from the Township Sun, all about the Township Sun's 50th anniversary, the role that it plays here in the Eastern Townships, activities and events that will be coordinated throughout the year in celebration of the special milestone, including a books and brunch series. And, of course, Angela and Marie also chat with us a little bit about where they see the Township Sun going in the future. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Marie and Angela, before we got into our interview, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for joining CIDI to chat all about the 50th anniversary of the Township Sun and the magazine's upcoming activities. I really appreciate both of your time.
Thank you.
So Marie and Angela, like I mentioned, we are here to discuss the 50th anniversary of the Township Sun and some of the activities that are organized around this special milestone. So Marie, I wanted to start off by chatting with you a little bit about the Township Sun marking its 50 years. Now, a lot of us who have been living in the local area for a while know of the Township Sun, but of course, there are always new people making their way here to our wonderful region. So I was just wondering if you could start off by briefly highlighting who is the Township Sun for those listeners out there that might not be completely familiar.
Thank you. Thanks. So nice to speak with you, Taylor. And I have to say that I really love that question because I think we are trying to make the Township Sun, remake the Township Sun, and it is our 50th anniversary. And when I read the Township Sun, it was usually because my mom would pass it to me and she would say, oh, here's an interesting article by so-and-so. And I would think, oh, that's such a grandma magazine. And I think we have made significant strides, particularly through some of our newer board members, younger contributors, to really expand both the reach of the Township Sun, and I know Angela will speak a little bit about that in the context of the books and brunch activity, and also to bring new voices to the table. So the Township Sun is aiming to be really relevant to all townshippers and to cross the full range of arts, culture, and historical activities that are taking place now and that took place and that will hopefully be going on for years to come.
Yes. And from your perspective, what role has the Township Sun played here in our communities of the Eastern Townships over these last 50 years and continues to play in our region today? What role do you see the Township Sun playing here in our region?
Well, when I began as an assistant editor, it's a volunteer role for all of us. We're all mighty volunteers. And I was amazed at how the Township Sun is the only English-speaking magazine published in Quebec, and certainly, as far as we know, and certainly the only English magazine in the Eastern Townships on any subject. So it actually acts as a community connector in a really important way, whether it's stories about what's happening on farms or in schools, or culturally, it really acts as a bridge in a time in Quebec where the English language is, again, having a moment of crisis.
Yes. Would you like to add anything to that, Angela?
Well, I'm fairly new to the Township Sun. I joined the board last year, but I'm absolutely amazed. I've seen this incredible transformation of the Sun. And again, like Marie, I hadn't really paid that much attention to it. But now it's like, whoa, these are interesting articles. These are relevant now. It's really exciting to be part of the Township Sun at this time, to even expand it more to all the regions of the township.
Yes. And Marie, you kind of touched on this in the previous question, but I was going to ask, why is it so important for the Eastern Townships to have a voice like the Township Sun? I didn't know if you wanted to maybe expand on that a little bit more.
I grew up in the Eastern Townships at a time where the English language was seen as dominant relative to the institutional fabric of Eastern Townships. And that's changed considerably. And the language laws have a lot to do with that. But there's a higher percentage of Francophone speakers and fewer Francophones who speak as much English. I'm not sure that's statistically correct, but as an Anglophone, you feel much more surrounded by the French-speaking language than when I grew up in the 1970s in Sherbrooke area. And I think that the Township Sun acts as a voice for the townships. Historically, it came through young people deciding that there were issues, including asbestosis and asbestos, that needed to be flagged for the population of the Eastern Townships. It didn't come through originally, I think, as a magazine that focused on English versus French or the dynamic of bilingualism. But I think now we are in a position where we have around us so many opportunities to be bilingual, but at the same time, the English language has less of a priority and is feeling more vulnerable. So I think the Township Center plays a really important role in bridging that divide. The two solitudes seem to be reoccurring in a way that cannot be healthy. So I think we can help bridge that divide.
Yeah, definitely. And keep our community informed as well. And I would love to hear a little bit more about the future of the Township Sun. You know, you were chatting a little bit about that at the beginning and where you hope to bring the magazine over the next couple of years. But now that you're celebrating 50 years, what's coming next for the Township Sun? Are there changes people can expect or new things that people can look out for within the next year or so that you think would be important for people to be aware of?
There's so much going on, and I hope we'll get to talk more about it in future conversations, especially around the Township's Young Voices Project, which was our real outreach effort for us to reach youth in the townships, to introduce them both to the Township Sun, but to give them an opportunity to compete in creative writing, poetry, fiction, nonfiction, in submitting their works of art and in photography. So last year, that was a huge success, and we'll be bringing that back this year as part of our 50th. Angela will speak a little bit about Books and Brunch, which is a whole new way of introducing townships and other authors to the township's audience. We'll have special edition of the Township Sun, which will be focusing on the history of the Township Sun and therefore the history of the townships. We're going to be doing something quite unique, and Angela's involved in this, working on the publication for the first time of a new volume of Bernie Epps' adventures. He was a prolific researcher, writer, and I think he was even a cartoonist, and he was a pillar of the Township Sun. So that's something to look forward to. That should be coming out early next year. And we're going to wrap the whole thing up with a gala event and a guessing game, which will take place hopefully at a venue. Last year we had this great venue, Salle Amédée Baudouin in Lennoxville, but we'd like to take the event to another part of the township. So we're hoping to have a gala event that will honor the Township's Young Voices Award recipients and recognize some of the activities during the 50th anniversary. And lastly, and if you go to this month, the October-November issue of the Township Sun, you can discover all of our archives have been embedded in the Banque des Archives Nationales du Québec, the Bank Archives of Quebec, and you can search by just putting in a keyword after you type in the website for BANQ, and you can read old issues of the Township Sun, which are great.
Yes, I read about that archives project, and as a former historian, I thought that was such a wonderful idea. Now everyone has access to former editions, which is so wonderful.
I love that you're a historian, because one of the ideas that we're about to launch is a way of enticing people to go to the archives to identify a piece of information, create a question around it that might then create a contest to get who has the best question and the best answer. So I look forward to you participating.
And that's a great leeway into my next question, which is, of course, chatting with you, Angela, a little bit more about one of the activities that was mentioned by Marie, which is the Books and Brunch activity that's being offered by the Township Sun throughout its 50th anniversary celebrations. So, Angela, thank you so much for joining in on our conversation again. And so I know that you're a member of the board for the Township Sun. I was also told that you are a book publisher, and from my understanding, you propose this activity for our communities. So I was just wondering if you could start off by highlighting what exactly is the Books and Brunch series for our listeners, and how this idea came about to offer this to people here in the townships.
Well, actually, when we were sitting around thinking about how are we going to celebrate the 50th anniversary, I came up with the idea of Books and Brunch simply because I'd heard about it in Montreal. It was a huge success. Because how can you fail with wonderful food and great books? So it was a really big success in Montreal. And then it, of course, fell away during COVID. So the other thing is, like, how do you get people back out there again in the world, reconnecting? I mean, Zoom is fun. We don't have to leave our homes. But how do you get people out there meeting each other, connecting, and interacting? So Books and Brunch seemed that this is Books and Brunch Township style. Now, the Montreal version was really expensive. They rented the Queenie ballroom. They had really big name authors. We're not quite doing that. This is Books and Brunch Township style. It's just bringing together people from hopefully all corners of the townships. It's free. We wanted to make it accessible to everybody, that no one can say, hey, we can't afford to go, this is outside our budget, because it is a difficult time economically. So we made it accessible to everybody. And, you know, for people who have to drive all the way, well, you get food at the end, you know. So the other thing is to support local writers. So each Books and Brunch will have one local writer. In our first case, it's Tanya Bellamer-Alat. And we have another English language writer from Quebec. So connecting the township to the outer world as well. So that's kind of fun. And the whole point was it brings the people together for a fun, social, and stimulating time. And it's not just that you come and you listen to writers. You get an opportunity to sit at a table with them, interact with them, ask questions, and talk about interesting ideas. I mean, our first one is memoir writers, largely, and people who've traveled to exotic parts of the world. So, you know, you can share your own trips. I was talking to a person the other day about Mark Abley's book about going from Istanbul to Kathmandu in the last year of the hippie trail. And he was saying, well, I went way back in the day. So, you know, it's something hopefully that people can really connect with through these authors and discover our local authors and discover ones outside the region that maybe you otherwise wouldn't know about.
Okay, so people have the chance to discover people from the townships and the rest of the province as well.
If you go to a brunch often, you're sitting in the Hovey Manor or wherever you want to go for brunch, you know, you can't just turn around and talk to the person behind you and say, you look interesting, I'd like to talk to you. So this way, it's like, I hope people will come and talk to other people that they meet. I think that's the goal. Meet 2-3 new people. Just go up and say hello. And because the English language community is kind of shrinking, we get the sense of, oh no, there aren't many of us left. It's a chance to discover other people in the English language community, make connections, and do things together.
Yeah, definitely. And what I really wanted to know was, you know, why did you think that this would be such a good fit for the Township Sun, this activity? Why did you think it fell in perfectly with the 50th anniversary of the Township Sun?
Well, the Township Sun has been a big encourager of writers over the year. If you look back into the archive and you'll see the names, oh, that person who contributed to the Sun became a writer. So it's really been a base for people to start their writing. And if you look at the last issue of the Township Sun, there was, I think, a 16-year-old student there who had his article published. I think he was one of the winners from the Township Sun Young Voices event. He's getting his start as a writer. Where else can you really get that? So the community is supporting its own writers. And I think writers are extremely important because they define who we are, our cultural ideas of who we are as a community, what we're about. A lot write about local myth and story. Like Bernie Epps brought together our history, the myths. And the myths and our stories and our history define who we are now and who we can become.
And so will this be offered once a month for an entire year? How long will the Books and Brunch series go on for exactly?
So far we planned ahead. Basically we want to see, is this something that townshipers will respond to? So we've planned three. The first one is on October 15th with, as I mentioned, Mark Abley, who's a prolific and amazing writer from Montreal, and local Tanya Bellamer-Alat from North Hadley. The next one is November 12th, where we have Ross Murray, who's launched his latest exciting book, and it's the second in the series, and I paired him with Louise Carson from around Montreal, the suburb of Montreal. She's written 17 books, of which six are a series involving cats and gourmet food. And I'm going to talk Louise Carson into doing some of the recipes that she wrote about in her book. Then on December 10th, we're having something a little different. It's going to be the Township Sun Christmas Party and Book Fest. And we're inviting all local writers from across the townships to come show their wares, hopefully do a little reading about something Christmassy or something like that. We'll also have a few other fun things going on. And after that, I think we'll assess, you know, is this something really that is wanted in the townships? Also, should we move it to other regions? Should we go to Knowlton? Should we go to where you are there? So we'll see. We really are interested in feedback, and we want to provide events that people can really enjoy and that we can reach people from all parts of the township.
And well, thank you so much, Angela, for providing information about those activities. I'm sure there's some people at this end of the townships who will still make their way out to that area for these activities. I know there's a lot of people out here who love to read the Township Sun and who are connected to your magazine. So thanks so much for providing all of that information. And I guess my final question for the both of you was, what are your future hopes for the Township Sun now that you reached this special milestone? You've kind of touched on it throughout our conversation as to where you hope to see the magazine go moving forward. But where do you hope to see the Township Sun in another 50 years from now, I guess, is my final question for the both of you.
Beautiful question. And, you know, it may sound so far-fetched, but in fact, the Township Sun is thinking about exactly that. Where do we want to be in 50 years? I won't be around, but I expect you will. So when you look back and think about this day 50 years from now, I hope that you're able to say, you know what, the Township Sun was a magazine, is a magazine built with volunteers from across the townships of all ages, contributing their creativity, whether it's writing, poetry, fiction, photography, and creating community, building community through the magazine and through the events that the magazine is supporting, like the one that Angela mentioned. And we are built with volunteers. So it's that volunteer component that I mentioned, that we need volunteers. We need volunteers to help make this year happen and the next 50 years happen.
Often when people say, oh, they want volunteers, it's like, oh my God, it's going to take over my life. But the way we're doing it now is we have lots of events. If you want to do one thing, we're welcome and hopeful for you to come forward and be part of this. I mean, what we really want to do is make this magazine a part of the community in which many people, not just the small editorial board, I think we're like, what are we now, 9 people? It's much, much larger than we are. And I think people, I don't know, even I've been thinking recently, in 50 years, will there be an English language community left in Quebec? And I think with the Township Sun, that's ensuring that there always will be something for here. I mean, preserving the history, because it's quite an amazing dynamic community of what it's given to Quebec society. So the Township Sun will be here and the English language community will still be here in whatever form it takes.
Well, thank you both so much again for chatting with us all about the 50-year anniversary of the Township Sun and all of the great activities coming up. I really appreciate both of your time. If there's anything else that you would like to mention that I may not have touched on in my questions, please feel free to bring it up.
I think maybe just how you come to the Books and Brunch. It is free, as I mentioned. It starts at 11 o'clock. 11 to 12:30, where you can come and schmooze with people and enjoy great food. During the dessert, we'll then have the talks with the authors from 12:30 to 1:30. We would love it if you would RSVP, which helps us a lot with preparing the right amount of food. But if you just want at the final minute say, hey, the weather's great, we want to go, come to the Amédée Baudouin Community Center in Lennoxville.
And can people find all of this information on your website for all of the activities and everything for those who are interested?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again. I really appreciate it. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative. Mm-hmm.